Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio and study His precious Word together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us in the study of the Word of God today. We're coming in our Bible to the book of James, chapter number 1, and we're continuing our study on the subject dealing with trials. The temptations, I said to you, are a solicitation to commit sin. They come from the devil, and his desire is to destroy us. But trials are a testing of our faith. They come from God, and they are to develop us as a child of God. Notice what the Bible said in the book of James, chapter number 1, and in verse number 1. The Bible said, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. Notice verse number 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. That's reading the first 5 verses of the book of James, chapter number 1. Now, we've already looked at the temptations and learned about them and how to deal with them. Now then, we're going to begin looking at the trials that come into our life as a Christian and learn how to deal with them. And again, let me emphasize, when something happens in your life that causes you to think about your relationship with God, is this a test? Is this a trial? What is this? The first thing we ought to do is examine ourselves and make sure it is not a chastisement that the Lord is bringing into our life because of some transgression. Also, let me just add to that, we ought to make sure that it's not just some tongue lashing that society is throwing at us, because there will be those tongue lashings that come to you if you live for the Lord Jesus Christ. Not everyone will speak well of you, and not everyone will have good things to say to you or about you. But after you pass the test, is this a suffering that I am doing because God's chastening me for some transgression? Or is this just somebody, if I may use the expression, running their mouth, trying to tear me down? Then if that's it, ask God's blessing upon them who are trying to tear you down, or then get forgiveness of your sin by confessing it and forsaking it, and go on and serve God, and the problem is settled. But when you have passed that area and the suffering is still there, and we want to know why we're suffering and what is God's purpose and intent for allowing this to come into our life. I said to you on yesterday, there are several areas that God allows us to suffer in, and we want to look at them and learn the lesson that God wants us to learn when we suffer these things in our lives. Let me say to you, first of all, that God allows trials to come into our life to develop us for Christian service. Notice in the book of James, chapter number 1, here again we have that word, temptation, when in reality, it's not an enticement to sin. It is not a solicitation to commit evil. But in verse number 3, the text very plainly reveals to us that it is a trying of our faith. So we know this is not from the devil to destroy us, but this is from God to develop us. Now, it's very easy for the Christian to look at the testing of his faith and ask the question, why is this happening? Why am I going through this trial? Why is God allowing these things or this thing to happen in my life? Well, if we read the context, God lays out very plainly and in a very simple manner the reason for the trying of our faith that comes into the life of the believer. Let's read it again, and then I'll deal with it. Notice in verse number 3, the Bible said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Let me deal with those two verses, and then we'll move on. First of all, God allows the trying of our faith to come into our life to develop our patience. Notice verse number 3. The Bible said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Now, I cannot see you, and I do not know who listens by the radio today, but I know people. And as I think of this verse of scripture, then the question arises in my mind, is there anyone listening to my voice today who has need of help in the area of developing your patience? Now, if I could see you, every hand should go up, because each of us are very short in the area of patience. We're kind of like the fellow who was heard praying one time, and he said, Lord, I need patience. Oh, God, give me patience, Lord, right now. Hurry up, Lord, I need patience right now. We are very short on patience. But God allows these trials to come into our life to develop our patience. You remember the Bible said over in the book of Romans chapter number 5. Let me turn over there and get that. Romans chapter number 5. And the Bible said in verse number 3, and not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So God allows tribulation to come into our heart to work patience in the life of his people. Now, my friend, listen, there's nothing wrong with you being a baby Christian one time, but we're not supposed to be a baby Christian all of our life. God develops our patience by the trials of our faith. The testing of our faith worketh patience. And God allows these to happen to us to develop our patience. And my friend, until you and I get to the place where we have self-control, may I say it, we quit flying off of the handle every time something happens. We get upset and go all to pieces every time that things do not go our way. Then God will just run us through the test again and again and again until he develops patience in our life. You look at those who do not suffer much, then when they suffer little, it's like they go all to pieces. But someone who has continual sickness or suffering, things happen to them that would shake up the rest of us, but they take it patiently. You know why? God's brought them through this before. They've been through it again and again. They do not enjoy it, but they rest in the grace of God that God will bring them through again. It may be stormy today, but the sun will shine again. So trials come into our life to develop our patience. Then notice again in verse number 4, not only we suffer trials to develop our patience, but we suffer trials to develop our perfection. Notice what the word of God said in verse number 4, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now, not only does God allow trials to come into our life to develop our patience, but to develop our perfection. And that's not sinlessly perfect, but that is very plainly taught in the text, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. It speaks of spiritual maturity, God's method of developing His children from spiritual children to spiritual maturity is through the trials of their faith. A faith that is never tested is a faith that cannot be trusted. But when the faith is tested again and again, God brings us to spiritual maturity that we may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing or lacking nothing, as we would say today. So God allows you and I, who are saved by the grace of God, to suffer trials to develop us for Christian service, to develop our patience, to develop our perfection. And then look at verse number 5. He allows these trials to come to us to develop our praying. Now, please hear what I'm saying. Verse number 5 is so often taken out of the context and made to say, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. That's what it says, but take it in the context. You see, God allows suffering of trials to come into our life, not only to develop our patience, and not only to develop our perfection, but to develop our praying. Friend, we do not pray when things go well like we pray when things go wrong. And God will allow things to happen in our life that are beyond us to cause us to pray as we should pray. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I believe that God allows each Christian to suffer something to bring them to the end of themselves, where we come to the place like a helpless child, we crawl up to the throne of grace and we tell God He's got to do something. It is beyond us. It is beyond our control. We have come to the end of ourselves. And when we do that, it's as though God says, that's where I wanted you to come. That's why I allowed this to come in your life. I allowed this to come that you might learn how to pray and ask God for wisdom and allow God to develop your life and mold you and make you as He wanted you to be for the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. So God allows the believer to suffer trials to develop us for Christian service, develop our patience, develop our perfection, and develop our praying. If you're suffering a trial today, do not be afraid to ask God to let you know what He's doing and to complete what He has begun in the trial that you're suffering today. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day to gather by the radio and study His Word together. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. We have a few churches and individuals that support us on a monthly basis, but we need to hear from a number of you. Would you pray for us? And then as the Lord directs your heart, sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.
Oh, do not.